to cut it. And in fact, I cut it so short where I'm really going to even use a laptop now. So I'm just going to go with it. Please pray for me. Is that okay, church? Okay. But it's for God and his glory and his words. And see, so he said, I don't even need this right here. I just speak to y'all. You know what I'm saying? This is just going with it because y'all family, and I just talk to you. Amen. I'm just going to speak from my heart. I'm going to speak from experiences and what God has led and done in our lives. And our message is going to talk about, I want to talk about, where's the title right here? Being positive when it feels impossible, right? Which is, how do you be positive when stuff are just happening in your life? You know what I'm saying? You ever been there? When just stuff are just not going your way. And you're like, how do I be positive? Because as a Christian, your friends are expecting you to be what? Happy, positive, like, oh, you know, this and that. But how do we sustain that? And so I want to share a little bit of my experience and things in life. So before I start, let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your word, your message, Lord. And I'm just a person here that is just any sinner. I'm not perfect, Lord, and there's so many flaws that I want to work on. But Lord, I want you right now to use me. I ask for your Holy Spirit to use me as a tool to paint a picture of Jesus so that I can just be the brush. I can just be the water for the painting, but overall paint a picture of you and your goodness, Lord. And so we ask that you give us your words. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. All right, so I am working towards to be, well, I help people in the past. So I do personal development coaching. So I help people, and I don't know if you know Simon. Y'all know Simon, of course. He's here. Not literally, but he's been here. He's a life coach, so I learn a lot from him too. So what we do is we help people in circumstances or situations that they're like, you know, they're not thinking clearly, like stuff are happening and they're just lost or they're negative or they're depressed. And so I've learned some strategies over time that I'm going to share today that I feel that helps me, because as throughout the day, we actually think a lot of thoughts. Yes. Like they say there, you think about like what, 30,000 thoughts a day, and you're like, whoa, that's a lot. But it's true. It's little thoughts. And it's interesting that we tend to think more positive or negative. Which one, guys? You're both right based on how you answer it, right? Because, but statistically, that's good, Hung, because I helped him, you know, think positive all the time. But statistically, people tend to think negative, yes? You know, like, oh, this is traffic. You're complaining. You're comparing. You're contemplating. You're thinking about so many things. And you worry. Or you just tend to not think that, how would I say, like, your self-esteem, you know? Like, you think, you know, you're never good enough for that. It's actually in your control. You can be positive or you could be negative. I'm just saying that we tend to lead more towards negative. And my goal is to help people to be more positive. I'm a positive guy, you know? The reason I'm positive guy, though, is because I've been to the other side, though. You know what I'm saying? You know, John and a few other people know me. I've been through, like, dark days and depressed and then go hide and nobody calls me. No, I don't pick up, you know, Hung knows. But I've been through that and I don't like to do that. I don't want to do that anymore. Amen. And I don't want others to feel like that. And that's the reason why God has called me to spread my positivity, call me to be a light into this dark world, you know? And that's why I want to help more people to do that. And so I want to share with you this acronym I thought of, that I made up, you know, trademarked. When you have things happening, you're like, how do I be positive when it just seems impossible? And I created this, I kind of did it for myself, and it works. And then after, something happened last year. My friend who was living in, her home was in Paradise, California. You guys know where that is, right? That had a fire. That was her home. So in that situation, I saw her story. She texted, she, you know, called, and we're praying for her and so many things. And she's like, I don't know what's going on. Like, she almost lost her dad. Like she was crying because then her dad was left behind, like, this whole fire thing. And so basically the firemen were like, well, I don't know if we can get them out because you guys got out, but, like, there's this line that we're trying to battle. And if that won't work, I'm sorry, they can't get out. And so she was like, oh, you know, going all this thing. So then we call and I just go coach her through it. I was like, okay, I get it. It's crazy, but we can get through this. And it's how you think at the moment. That's what changed your attitude. And so the reason I remember is somebody told me about these two prisoners, right? Maybe it's a made up story, but it sounds good. So I just go with it. So one prison guy, he looks at the star and then in the evening, he's like, man, you know, looks beautiful. I wonder what I'm going to do when I get out. I wonder what's going to happen. He has so much hope. He's like, it's going to be okay. You know, I'm here. I did something bad, but hey, I'm going to look forward to my life. That's one prison's mindset. Another prisoner, he's like, this place sucks. It's small. It smells. I barely get any good food. That's his attitude. So every day he feels miserable. He feels not getting nowhere. And there's no hope for him. And so they're both in the same situation, yes? They're both facing the same thing every day. But one has a different mindset, attitude. The other one is, you know, thinking that way. And so let's go back to the story of the fire. So she was like, yeah, you know, like, I don't know. I can't think right now. It's too many things. So my acronym I made up is called LAWS. I know. It has no meaning, but it's easy to remember. Amen? Okay. So what was it? How do you spell that? LAWS. Yeah. That's how I remember it. It doesn't really do anything, but the only purpose, it has a good way to remember. So L stood for look for something positive. Look for the good in everything. So when you're going through stuff that looks bad, I can guarantee you there's something good. Yes? Right? So I told her, it does look bad. I get it. But what are some things that are good? What are some things that you can see out of this? And she don't know. Like, for a minute, she's like, everything's bad. It's crazy. It's like, okay, that's what you're thinking. But you have the choice. You have the power to change what you're thinking. And I said, just keep, tell me. Look for what's good. And she's like, my puppy's alive. I was like, good. That's good. My mom's here. My sister's here. And I'm here. I'm like, and I was like, you're here too. See? So at least that's something good, yeah? I know it's bad, but when you change your attitude, you change your mindset, you become better. And God always wants his best interest for you, amen? He does not want you to be worrying and sad. He's, in a way, in control. And so that's L, looking for the good. Count your blessings. That's what we usually say. You know, you had a crazy day. I guarantee you something good happened that day. You woke up. You got food, you got fed. Other people in the road didn't get some food, you know what I'm saying? So look for the good. Okay, that's L. L is? Look for the good, thank you. Okay, A is my favorite quote, my favorite verse in the Bible. Romans 8:28, what is it? If someone knows. It's okay, I know it. All things work together for good for those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose, amen? I literally believe that with my life. I literally believe that all things are going to work together for good. I believe that all things are going to come in round full circle, that it might be bad now, but it's going to come back. It's going to be rewarded. We've seen that over and over and over in the Bible. Amen? You see Job, right, in the Bible? What happened? Oh, this, you know, his family died, tornado. He got crazy skin, and his wife was like, I don't like you anymore, and all that stuff. But yet, it goes in full circle that eventually it's going to work together for good. So I just told her, like, you believe that verse, right? You believe a lot of Bible verses. And when you're in this situation or any of those situations, you have to claim promises, amen? You have to believe that God has told you and he's going to deliver. He's going to carry it out. So you have to believe it. So Romans 8:28, all things are going to work together for good. So I told her, like, I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know where it's leading. But he promised that all things are going to work together for good who are called according to his purpose. Amen. So it's your life in a situation you're not sure where it's going, or you're not in the right career, or you're still debating, or something negative happened. Claim that promise. Claim other promises in the Bible that all things are going to work together for good. All right? So L is... this is good pre-frame, so you always remember. And then A is, all things work together for good for those who love God. Okay, so W. W doesn't start with W, but it's it's a main word in what I'm going to say. Before I say what W is they survey these people who went through crazy stuff. There's this movie once about... this guy who went to Utah, I might be wrong, I may be right, I don't know. He hiked by himself, and then he got stuck into this canyon. I don't know if you know who I'm talking about. What's his name? I don't remember. James Franco. Cool. Yeah, he was the actor. So he got stuck, right? And, like, no one's around. It's quiet. No one knows he even left. And his arm was stuck. And he's like, ugh. And he had to amputate it. That's crazy. I mean... with a pocket knife, by the way. Like, you know what I'm saying? That is nasty. You're thinking about it right now. Yeah. So, that's crazy. And then another person who, she jumped off a mountain for, like, cliff diving or something. Something happened. Like, she hit a rock, and her body was just messed up. But she recovered, not fully, but she's still alive. She's living. And there's stories a lot like that. They interviewed several of these people. They asked, what was the thing that they, what do you think they all said, like, in common, like, afterwards? They're like, you know, thank God this, you know, God saved me. Or what do you think they all said commonly? I'll answer for you, because they said, you know, it could have been worse, W. It could have been worse. And that's crazy to think that this amputation, or, you know, you're not walking anymore, or you're not in, you're paralyzed. And they're saying, it could be worse. And so how much do we have in our limbs, in our body right now, and thinking, comparing to those situation, right? We're blessed. We have, I'm trying to count, two legs. I was thinking four legs. Two legs, two arms. You could see, you could smell, you could hear, you could taste, you could touch. But, yeah, so in that situation, I went over the phone with her, I was like, all right, from scale 1 to 10, how bad really is it, you know? And she's like, what do you mean? It's crazy. I was like, I get it. It is crazy. I acknowledge you. I'm with you. But 10 is, you're not speaking to me. You're dead. Like, that's the worst case scenario. 10 is so bad. Like, boom. 9 is, you're paralyzed. You're not walking. You don't have your limbs. You can't even see. You can't even talk and stuff. So that's a 9. Or like 8, let's say your family didn't make it or something like that. You tell me, 1 to 10, how bad is it? And, you know, when you put in that perspective, it is bad, but is it that bad? You know what I'm saying? I remember I did this on Dow right there. She, one time, car accident long ago. I remember. You remember. You don't remember. It's okay. But I'm not putting her on the spot. I'm just saying, like, it was bad, you know, car accident and stuff. And I was like, okay, yeah, so 1 to 10. 10 is, yeah, you're in the hospital. She survived and stuff. So that's what I want to encourage y'all. Like, if you have a situation that, you know, you seem impossible, how do I be positive? 1 to 10, how bad is it? And you look at perspective and go on from there. Amen? Okay, so that is W, is it could be worse. It could be worse, right? And then, so L-A-W, and then S is, as a Christian, we have this advantage. As a Christian, we have a bigger story. That's my S. Because this is not all we have in this earthly life. Yes? Amen? We have more. We have eternity. So the S is the bigger story. It's a scale. It's a spectacle. Because in the Bible, in 1 Thessalonians, it does say that we are a spectacle to angels, right, and to the world, how we live and are we living to portray the character of Christ? Where a spectacle is like a theater. This earth we're living on is like a theater to train us in our character. Because we go to heaven, we can't take our C's to heaven. C's, letter C. You can't take our career to heaven. You can't take our cars to heaven. And you can't take our cash to heaven. But we can take which C? Character. Amen. Look at these. That's why we go afternoon Bible study. Okay. So our character is what remains. Amen. And that's what we're doing here on earth. So the bigger story of everything is to train us to be like Christ. Amen. To be like Jesus. To go through what he go through. If God put his son, Jesus, in trials and tribulations, he's going to put that through us. So don't be surprised, right, that you have tribulation, you have trials. James chapter 1, it says don't be surprised that you're in trials or things. This has happened. You should expect it. And so the bigger story is this. Your life has 100 chapters or 101. I'm aiming for 101. So you might be at chapter 25, chapter 30, chapter 18, chapter 22. That's not the whole story, amen? That's not the whole book. You haven't read the whole book. And if we are like just dwelling on this negative situation, you're missing out on the whole book. You're dwelling on the little part of a chapter in that book. So I told her, like, after I said all that, I said, you know, like, I know this is a dark chapter. I'm not saying it's bad. It's bad. But it's a dark chapter. But in your life, has there been good chapters? Has there been positive chapters? There's times that God has led you and he pulled through and you feel like nothing's happening or things are just happening bad one after another, but he pulls through. Has God done that for you? And he has. And he likes to show more of those chapters in your lives. And so the big picture, the big story of our life is not over. Amen? We have so much more to live for. And my goal is to encourage people to live positively, live with hope, with faith. We have this hope that other religions don't have, right? My family's Buddhist, all of them. And when we talk about where you go after you die, it's just no hope. It's just their goal is to become the best citizen here on earth, just be a good person, help out, be kind. That's all they told me as their faith. But I'm like, okay, I could be all good, but then there's nothing else to live for, you know? Like, is that what you're only living for? Just to get by? Just to, all right, I'm born and I die. Like, there's no point. It's just not satisfying. All of us have a hunger, a void in our hearts to feel fulfilled, to feel satisfied, you know? And only God can do that, amen? There's no human love, there's no person, there's no thing. You can try this, go here, and different places, but none of that is going to give you the full satisfaction that only Jesus gives, amen? And so hope is what drives us. I got some cool acronyms for hope, and I'll end with that. And hope, in acronyms, so H-O-P-E, one of them could stand for hold on, pain ends. That's pretty cool, right? Just hold on, it'll get over. It's just a season, it'll go away. Eventually, you'll get over it. Or another acronym, having only positive expectation. Hope, having only positive expectation. So that's, I like that one. And then the other one is helping other people everywhere. You know, when you give them hope, you share your hope, they get hope. And so that's why you're helping other people everywhere. From Advent Hope, you know, the ministry, the church over there at Loma Linda, their acronym for hope is helping others prepare for eternity. That's deep. That's some Christian stuff there. And so helping others prepare for eternity. And last and not least, hope can stand for this. He offers peace eternally. Amen. When you have hope, you have peace. You have a peace that the world cannot understand. You have a peace that surpasses all understanding. Like, just that peace. And when you have bad situation, you go through crazy things in life, just remember, you look for the good, there's something good always. That you believe and you claim the promise that all things are going to work together for good, for your ultimate good. And you know, Lord, it could be worse. I thank you that I'm still alive. I still have my limbs. I still have my being and my mind. And you know, it's not the end of the story. Your life's not over. There's so much potential. There's so much more that God has in store to work in your life. And whatever chapter you're at right now, could be a hard chapter, it's going to become better. Or you're having a good chapter, may God keep you in that good chapter. But every year, it's a new year, it's a new chapter. We always have that restart. Communion is a way to get back into our relationship with God, to restart, to reset. We have communion because we wash, we cleanse. We don't need a whole baptism. We have communions. That's what communion's purpose is. And so I just want to leave you guys with hope and be positive in every situation and look for the good. All things work together for your ultimate good. It could be worse. And it's a story. It's a scale. There's a bigger story for your life. Let's pray. Father and God, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your words. We thank you for your message, Lord, to give us hope that He, you, Lord, provides peace or offers peace eternally. So we thank you for that. We thank you for being an example of Christ in our marketplace. The people we meet, they might not know who Christ is, but if they meet us, they get to know who Christ is. And we want to be that example. And we pray that you help us control our attitude, our mindset, so that we're not always dwelling on the impossible, the negatives, the limitations, but help us dwell on what it's possible, what you're able to do, what you're able to carry through. And we thank you for being a God who gives us all of we're able to do and capable of doing and full potential. Bless this church, bless the people here, and may they have a week full of positivity and remain in you who provides all that. We thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.